the Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, welcome, radio gang. I am Jay. I'm your friend. And we are going into Easter weekend. Jesus is the reason for the season, but your dial has been flipped down to 1240 AM or 105.5 FM on KRDO, and I am your friend. Here we are the day before Easter, and I want to say this is my favorite holiday. My name is Jay, and you can give me a call at 719-330-1457. This show is Home and Mortgage Talk Show. Might be a little bit too intense if you're listening on Sunday for the replay. It's going to be a great show to listen to on your podcast platform of your choice after the show is aired. But with the drum roll, Matt, it is not only Easter, it is also tax season, my friends. So I want to have a conversation with you titled Tax Advantages of Owning a Home or Business. Easter is my favorite holiday because this is the day that Christianity was created, where Jesus was crucified, and on the third day he rose, the only living God in the universe. No other religion has a living God, and I thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for that every single day because I have a relationship with him. You can have a relationship with him. We have the Holy Spirit, part of the trilogy inside of us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, so you can talk with him and reminisce with him every single day, and I pray that you do that, and that's why it's my favorite holiday. Now, as far as the radio show here, tax advantages of owning a home or business, I really believe this is the first time in 700 shows and 14 and a half years that I've had this conversation. In fact, I think I need to crack my energy drink open to celebrate. That is an excess energy drink from Amway and Worldwide Group. Thank you, Howie Danzik and Mike Berger. That's also a very good decision that I made in my life, but I digress. So, I literally just walked out on Thursday of my tax appointment with my accountant and CPA, Bruce Eskew, who since 1998 has been my tax accountant. We are literally going on 28 years, and I thank the Lord for that every day. My doctor just retired, Dr. Mark Fraley, and I've been going to him for 22 years, going on 23 years, and he just retired. And it reminds me of a comment that Dave Ramsey said to me when I was at the Entree Leadership Seminar in Nashville back in 2014, and he said to me and another 90 other business owners, if you make 10 to 15 decisions really well in your life will be easy in only managing those big decisions you make. That means marriage, things like who's going to be your accountant, are you going to be around them a long time, do you have a doctor, your children, those big decisions, then you manage them. In fact, I'm going to do a radio show on that next week about real estate agents. Big, huge partners in your life that make you think, act, and execute things differently. I was just talking to Martin Michelle, two friends of mine and radio listeners and mortgage clients that are buying a house, and he gave me a very nice compliment this last Thursday and said, wow, Jay, that piece of advice that you gave me was worth the price of admission. And I've had so many people do that to me. I want to do that for you. Now, the way that Matt, my radio producer, and I do that, well, he does it because I pay him. But I do it for you, the radio listener, because it adds value. And I want to tell you that adding value to you has meant a great deal, especially when I took a 10-month sabbatical from Churchill and I paid for the entire radio show myself with no help from Churchill Mortgage or the branch. The only reason I tell you this is I legitimately mean it when I say the only way I keep this radio show on the air is you guys call me and say, Jay, I love your show. Can you help me with a loan? Can you help me buy the next house? Or if you're Julie or Lad, you say, hey, can you help our son Owen buy a house? Or Mary and Paul have said the same thing. Hey, can you help Jake or can you help Rachel buy a house? Because 85% of us are owners. I don't ask for your business, but that's how we keep the radio show on. And I greatly appreciate every single one of you that grab your adult children by the hand. You come to me yourself to refinance, and that's going to become more prevalent now that interest rates are going down again. They're really going to go down after the Iran conflict is settled. And thank God our president took on the Iran conflict so my children don't have to worry about nuclear decimation in 10 years or 30 years when I'm passed away. But 719-330-1457 is my number. I'm a licensed loan originator in a half a dozen states, and I want to help you. But today, I want to talk about the tax advantages of owning your house. I want to talk to you about 8 specific tax deductions for a homeowner. I want to reiterate to you, and I've said this in the past, why in the world are homeowners 40 times as wealthy as renters, and how is that connected to tax advantages? And number 3, like I mentioned earlier, I want to help you understand the tax advantages of owning an investment rental property and a profitable business. All of these, there are tax advantages to owning homes, investment properties, and businesses, and it's one of the reasons why we've seen in the last couple of years wealthy people are getting wealthier, and it's not that poor people are getting poorer, they're just not getting richer, as now for the first time in 40 years, inflation is pulling them backwards because they don't have less pay, they just have less buying power. So the big takeaways today, and I practiced this so long because I don't have a very strong internal compass. And what I mean by that, if I wasn't a Christian and a believer, I would sin far more because it's not that I do things without integrity. I just see a task and a straight line to getting there. And I have to put people in my life to say, hey, Jay, you can't cut that corner. You have to go around that obstacle or we may all get in trouble. And I thank the Lord for my wife, Marlo, my best friend, Ken, Matt, Chief Operating Officer and President of the company, where he takes his personal time managing 400 people to have a conversation with me, even as my radio manager scoffing at me because we need to start the radio show, I'm talking to like the fourth most important person in my life. Jesus Christ, my wife Marlo, probably Ken Smith, and then Matt Clark. So be damned with you, Matthew. But I tell you all of this if you have to go because I believe in the saying what Jesus said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but serve a higher God. And taxes, give to the IRS what is the IRS's, but know the strategies, legal and ethical paths to give as little as possible. So don't go anywhere. This is what I'm going to teach you during this hour and share with you from other wise individuals. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
Well, thanks for sticking with me. Today I'm talking about tax advantages of owning your home or business, and I'm going to branch into that with investment properties and then mortgage businesses, manufacturing businesses, consulting businesses, everything in between. But what I first want to start with is just a simple rule of why it is to your advantage with taxes, money that you give to the IRS, to own a home. There's 8 different points, and they all open up into very detailed and elaborate subcategories, but I'm just going to keep it at an introductory level today. Some of you may remember if you lived in the 80s when Ronald Reagan was in office, you could actually deduct the interest that you accumulated on your credit cards because the big fat cats in the Chase and the Wells Fargos that wanted Americans to use credit cards, they gave us a tax advantage. Now, that's been since taken away, but long before that, the most important superficial benefit of owning a home from a tax standpoint is that all of your mortgage interest that you pay in acquiring the home with a loan is tax deductible. Now, this is actual real expenses that you incur that at the end of the year, you can take all of that accumulated interest off the top of your net taxable income and actually pay less. So if you have $10,000 a year, basically $1,200 or more a month of taxable income, well, $12,000 a year. If you have $1,000 a month of taxable income, let's say $10,000, so that's about whatever, $800 and change of taxable income a month, you can remove $10,000 from the top of your $100,000 taxable income. If that $100,000 is a 25% tax bracket, you spent $10,000 in interest on the mortgage for owning your home, but you get 25% of that or $2,500 back. A real expense offset by real earnings, literally saving you $250. So you paid $10,000 of interest on your mortgage, but you got $250 of it back that you would have otherwise given to the IRS, or who I refer to as Caesar. So the mortgage interest is deductible. Now, the second thing that I had forgot about, but I knew this, was also if you have a home equity line of credit, a HELOC, or just a home equity loan, that interest is tax deductible as well. So if you want to buy a car, you could get a home equity line of credit at like 6%. And if you were to finance an automobile, you could get a home equity line of credit. Don't pay any of the servicing fees to your car company, Ford, GM, Toyota, whatever. You could give them $50,000, $25,000 cash, and $25,000 from your home equity line of credit. And the interest then, by default or indirect approach to financing a car, would be that all of that interest would be tax deductible because it's not an automobile loan. It's a home equity line of credit, and you bought a car for cash. Now, I prescribe to the 7 baby steps and to Ramsey's solutions. So step number 2 is eliminate all your unsecured debt. Me personally, we don't finance any of our cars. We don't finance anything but our houses, and of our 8 properties, we've only got one of them is financed by us anymore. All of the rest are owned outright. But this is a legitimate advantage of owning a home, because if you call me at 719-330-1457, I can help you get a home equity line of credit. And if that's what you want to use it for, to make sure that you don't buy a car or you don't buy a motorhome with a loan, you buy it for cash mixed with a home equity line, it's tax deductible, then pay it off in the same fashion, and you save money through your tax advantages as you pay down that vehicle or the item that you bought. Number 3, and I talked to Martin and Steve today, clients that said, Jay, I did not know this. Not only is the interest tax deductible every month, but the discount points, also known as mortgage points, are tax deductible, and closing costs, non-refundable closing costs when you buy a home, are tax deductible as well. So all of the processing fees, all of the underwriting fees, all of pulling the credit reports, all of the title fees, all of the non-refundable expenses of buying a house, not getting your insurance or not paying your property tax, but the actual non-refundables, to include right now with higher rates, people are buying $5,000 of discount points to get a 5.5% rate rather than a 6% rate. That is deductible in the process of buying a home. And then, of course, you have your property taxes. The IRS will allow you to deduct, this is amazing, with the big beautiful bill, you can deduct up to $10,000 from your federal taxes for state taxes, property sales, or any other county taxes. And if you don't own a home, you have little to no deductions that are going to equal $10,000. The only thing that's going to equal $10,000 for you is the state income tax that we already pay in Colorado, which is 4.4%, and your property tax, which is a county tax. And you better believe that I maximize that $10,000 every single month, because it's one more advantage that is indirectly connected to another IRS regulation statute clause that defers federal tax and therefore income. If you add up all of the different real savings and paper savings like depreciation on my rental properties, there is at least $60,000 to $100,000 of income every single year. The SALT, the sales and local taxes portion of the big beautiful bill, is just one more way to do this. That now, not only your mortgage interest is deductible, but now your property tax as well. The only other thing you don't get that you get with your investment properties is your insurance is tax deductible as well. But I'll talk about that later in the show. Now, one thing that I did not know, that I literally talked to my accountant about this last Thursday, because I'm like, Bruce, you never told me about this. In fact, if you want the best accountant in town, I've known him for going on 28, 30 years. His wife's a retired ordained minister. He's a businessman. Same thing. Owns the accounting practice, owns the building, full vertical alignment. If you want a good tax accountant, now it's not going to help you this year because he's not taking calls until May already, but 719-330-1457. You call me and I'll give you a great referral for a great accounting firm. So necessary improvements is a tax deductible event. Now, I knew that if you do, and we're not talking about redoing your kitchen or redoing your fireplace or your back lawn or a patio. I'm talking about if you obviously do things like add in solar panels. There used to be some tax incentives for that. But I'm talking about things like adding railings in your house, adding doorways, widening them for handicap access, HVAC, energy efficient, electrical heat pumps, insulation, windows in certain extent. These are tax deductible, not in an investment property, but your primary residence. And that is something that I did not know that I talked more to my accountant about. And I want to put in new railings and a egress stairway from my second floor. And I'm going to talk to my accountant next tax year to say, hey, if I do this, can that be deductible? Now, the next one is office expense. So if you're a homeowner, and Bruce Eskew told me this in 1999 or 2000, it was my first year in mortgage. I just retired from the military. I made $110,000 in mortgage, and they were taking like 30 grand of it. And I'm like, Bruce, how do I avoid this? He's like, Jay, if you don't own residential investment properties or start a sole proprietorship, you just don't understand how the tax code works, and you don't have the right to complain. Learn the rules and play by the rules, or suck it up, buttercup, and pay the taxes you owe. And that's what I tell you. If you're a doctor or an attorney or a business owner and you're making $500,000 a year and you're giving $150,000 of that to the IRS, you just don't know the rules of the game. Because I've made $500,000 and legally and ethically paid tax on less than $100,000 of it because of all these strategies. I'm not going to talk about a real estate professional designation today, but Billy Eberhardt, the president of Karis Bible College and Andrew Womack Ministries, taught me that. In fact, he used to say, let me teach you this one principle, and it's the price of admission that you'll save right here. And he would teach me what a real estate professional designation was on the taxes. Other times he would teach me about a depreciating assets and how those work, and the common people don't know, and I was one of those common people. But office expenses, if you own a house and you don't run a business like Amway, Mary Kay, Nutrilite, Neutrogena, all of these are sole proprietors, or you can do an accounting business or whatever you want, or a mortgage business out of your house, and all of the expenses of the square footage, utilities. Now you can write off a portion of your internet account. You can write off a portion of your cable or your office furniture. All of that stuff can be legitimately written off because you're using it as an office in a business, and those things are tax deductible in a business. Therefore, you can benefit from them because it's your home. Now, the last one is capital gains, and I am going to open up a can of worms with that. So I'm going to start with that in the next segment. But call me during the break. I want to earn your business, helping you with your next purchase or financial refinance transaction. transaction. One to purchase a home, the other to do some consolidation or get money out for more investment or to eliminate debt. I would love to help you with that. I'm a licensed loan originator. Call me at 719-330-1457. We're going to be back right after these important messages.
Started out all alone, and the sun went down as across the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing.
Now on a time I'll get up early, is to meet my mules at the fishing hole.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show. Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Salas.
Housekeeping? Housekeeping.
Well, thanks so much, my friends. This is the third segment where I'm telling you the tax advantages of owning a home or business. Now, I talked about the mortgage interest in your house is tax deductible. If you have a home equity line of credit on your house, that interest is tax deductible as well. Your closing costs when you buy the house and your discount points, that's connected directly to your interest rate, that's deductible as well. Your property taxes can be deducted because that is a state, county, or local tax, and the state and local tax provision within the big beautiful bill, and it existed before this as well, they just adjusted it, allows us to defer from your federal tax any state, county, and local tax up to but not to exceed $10,000. So the biggest portion of that, unless you're a business owner and you don't own a house, is your property tax. Property tax on my primary residence is $4,100. That's directly deductible, deducted off my federal income tax. Then there are limited improvements like solar panels, like energy efficient HVAC, and stuff like that. But also, there's widening doorways, there's insulation, there's windows, there's adding, you know, railways and railings and stuff like that. And then you have your home office expense. That's a double dipper because it's a tax advantage if you are a business owner, and also a tax advantage as a homeowner that's a business owner. You get to write all those things off, plus you get to deduct it as a homeowner. Utilities, square footage, internet access, office equipment, stuff like that helps you in the business end. But as a homeowner, you get to write off some things that other people wouldn't necessarily get to write off. And then there's capital gains. This is a really big one. Capital gains. This is huge. If you are a married couple and you buy a house for $500,000 and you sell it for $1 million after you've lived in it two of the last 5 years, an absolute minimum, you have to be in it two or more years, that is 100% tax exempt. So you can imagine if you make $100,000 a year and $20,000 of that is taxed and given to the IRS with Social Security, payroll tax, Medicare, Medicaid, all of that, that's like 5 years of working worth of income. $500,000 at $100,000 a year, that literally is like saving $125,000. And $125,000 saved is $125,000 earned. So you could sell the house for $1 million. Pay off your mortgage or get the original $500,000 that you bought it for 10 years or 15 or 20 years after owning it. You sell it for $1 million. All of that is 100% tax exempt. That is a huge one, and to me, the most attractive wealth building tool in home ownership. I'm very scared that the millennials and the Gen Z are like, we don't want to own homes. Well, then they're not going to earn generational wealth, and they're going to expect us to somehow subsidize them, just like all the young Democrats in New York City voting for Mamdani, a socialized communist. If we don't teach them how to do it, they're going to demand to get it. And there's enough of them to demand it that they might be able to get it. So we have to be careful as Gen Xers and baby boomers and the silent generation to educate them. If you have an adult child that does not yet own a home and they're over 20 years old, I would implore you, I would beg you, just like Owen did, call me at 719-330-1457 and I can help you understand the advantage of home ownership. Whether you do it right now or later is up to you, but at least I can teach it to you. And with the capital gains, yes, if you file separately and you're married, it's $250,000. But if you're married, it's $500,000. And that is just absolutely huge. Now, another example of this, number 8 is rental income. And this opens up a can of worms. See, an example is if you rent your room in your home, or you rent the whole property, you can deduct some or all of the cost of property taxes, mortgage interest, utilities, maintenance, business expenses, so forth. This is such a transitional tax advantage of home ownership. Because you know, in Colorado, if you live in an R1 neighborhood, you can't Airbnb your house. You can turn it into a long-term rental, but you can't do short-term rental, STR, with Airbnb or any of the other platforms that do that. Because there's a restriction. But if you live in it as a primary homeowner, you can register it with the city and short-term rent it as long as it's less than 180 days a year. In fact, my wife and I only do this for 15 days a year. Why 15? Because if you do it 15 days or less, you do not have to pay taxes on that income. If you're someone who wants to rent it more for, say, hey, I'm going to live in this house, but we're going to take trips and stay with friends 1 month out of the year because we're close to the Air Force Academy or the Broadmoor Hotel and we can rent our house, it's your primary residence. So they, at this point, with the ordinances with the city, they can't tell you not to. They can just limit you in your R1 or R2 neighborhood. You pay tax on that income, but you do get to write off some of the utilities and all of the other requirements that go along with making it a rental. So that's very, very important, understanding those 8 tax deductions. The next one, which is really easy before I go into the final segment, is why would you even want to become a homeowner? And that's because homeowners have 40 times the net worth of renters. So not only do you get these 8 plus deductions put before you if you're a homeowner, you don't have to do all of them. Like 5 out of 8 just happen no matter what. But if you want to run a business out of there, if you want to rent it, those type of things, or you do want to do improvements like railings or wheelchair access, that's great. But all the other 6 or 7 just come your way no matter what. But why in the world are homeowners 40 times the wealth of renters? And this is why. I've taught before on the radio about this. People would say, well, homeowners are more wealthy than me because they got a house and they got it easy and they're building equity. That's a reason, but it's not the primary reason. It's the 6th reason. There's 5 reasons. First of all, in order to be a homeowner, you have to become disciplined in your habits, period. That's why they're richer than you as renters. That's why we are richer than renters, is because we had to, number 2, manage a budget. We had to manage our money. We had to put money aside for a down payment. If we wanted to do a loan like a VA loan that doesn't require a down payment, we had to have the discipline of going and serving 4 or more years or a career in the military. That taught us a little bit of discipline. It actually, in home ownership, it forces you to communicate and take responsibility for those around you. That's why over 80% of the 65% of Americans that own their home are married. Because in order to be married, in order to buy a house, you have to be able to logically communicate with people around you. Husband, wife, real estate agent, lender, banker, all of that. Number 5, a majority of homeowners that are married, they split their expenses and they share their income. They're working as a team, where if you're a renter, many of you are single and you're working alone. And finally, yes, you get equity in the house and that builds wealth. So there's so many tertiary advantages of becoming a homeowner. Some of them are tax advantage, but there's so much more and beyond that. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457 to help you start getting approved to buy a house. And then I'm going to wrap up right after these important messages, tax advantages of owning your home, rental property, or business, right here on The Jay Garvin Show.
I've been everywhere trying everything. But there ain't nothing that feels the same when you find the right.
The Jake Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jake Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
Well, thanks so much, friends. This is the power wrap-up segment of the Jay Garvin Show on today's conversation, tax advantages of owning your home, your rental property, or a business. Now, I'm going to do another radio show in the future almost solely before the end of April here on depreciation. But what I want to finish this radio show on is just that, an overview of the tax advantages of owning a home or business, but now taking it one step further because of the 8 tax advantages of a homeowner. The 8th one is an introduction to rental income. And many of these rules apply equally, not only owning a rental property that really is a separate income source and company, and an actual business outside of real estate altogether. Number one, you get to write off your mortgage interest that you pay every month if you have a mortgage deducted from your taxes. If you have a home equity line of credit, the interest on that as a homeowner is deductible as well. You also have your closing costs and discount points and everything that's a non-deductible expense in buying the house or selling the house that is tax deductible. Your property taxes through the SALT, the state and local tax provision within our law, allows you to write up to $10,000 of state, county, and local taxes. Your property tax is a county tax, and you can deduct that from your federal income not to exceed $10,000. You can make some necessary improvements, and that would be a tax advantage and a discount from your taxes if you're a homeowner. Then if you decided to use a portion of the house that you own as a business, then you could deduct that from the business end, but also from the homeowner end. And then, of course, you have capital gains. When you sell it, you get up to, but not to exceed, as a married couple right now, $500,000 of tax-free profit before you're taxed. And then last is rental income. If you open up one of your rooms and board someone in there for a month, which is called a midterm rental, you get tax deductions, but you can't do that if you have someone pay you or stay with you as a renter. As a matter of fact, you probably would be breaking or violating the lease, and you could get evicted for that. As a homeowner, you have that choice yourself. You are the boss of you when you own a home. Well, at least you are after you pay off your mortgage. If you don't pay off your mortgage, the mortgage company is a little bit of a boss to you. But with the rental income, I'm bridging into that because someone told me early in life, and it's one of the actual takeaways, you don't make residual income on the property that you own, that you live in. You make residual income on the home that you own that someone else lives in. Now, other people have made it simpler, saying you don't make any money on the home that you own that you live in. You make money on the home that you own that someone else lives in, because in a sense, houses are money pits because you're constantly redoing all of that. But you do get all of that money back for the naysayers that say that, because of capital gains. There's no way my wife and I are ever going to spend $500,000 of our personal money on our house, and we're going to get definitely $500,000 in profit when we sell it. So you make money on the house you live in. It's just deferred like a capital gain. You just don't get taxed on that $500,000 of capital gain. But in front of me now for the last couple minutes is depreciation. And this is all I'm going to explain to you today, and then we're going to be done. This is the biggest point tax-wise that I will ever express to you. Depreciation in business and in investment property ownership is the absolute largest tax advantage, 100 times bigger than all the other 7 advantages put together. And that's because if you buy a $400,000 house, you get to use a depreciation schedule. For what reason, I don't know. They say that that asset of your home is depreciated in full after 27 and a half years, like it burst into a cloud of dust after 27 years and 6 months. But if you buy a $400,000 home, they allow you to depreciate that over the next 27 and a half years. And if that's the case, you buy a $400,000 house. All the other advantages of a rental property. Income, appreciation. The biggest one is if you divide $400,000 by 27.5, that's $14,500 a year that you get to subtract from the top end of your income. So if you make $100,000 a year and you own one rental property, you get to depreciate or subtract $14,500 off the top of your taxable income every year. Now, if you have three houses, like I teach, the three little houses, at $400,000, that's going to be $44,000 a year that you take off your taxable income. If you make $100,000, that means you're only going to pay $56,000 of earned income toward taxes, not $100,000. And that is just huge, because the biggest thing is this. When you have tax-deductible interest, you actually have to make the mortgage payment and the interest payment, which is a real expense, before you're allowed to deduct it. But with depreciation, it's a paper expense. You don't ever spend anything year to year to have that rental property. In fact, you make money on it that then pays your mortgages and all your other expenses. You still make a profit, and they still give you the deduction. So it's a paper loss. You don't really pay anything for the $14,500 of depreciation value every year, but you get to take it off of the direct earned income, which is real income and real taxes. So the big takeaways are: own a home. It makes you wealthier. It makes you happier. It makes you the boss. It gives you more tax advantages, but also it gives you a home that's yours and not your landlord's. And the biggest takeaway, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but keep the rest. And for the rest of you, I say happy Easter. Go grow and prosper. Spend time with our Lord and Savior this weekend. He gave up his life for us and washed away all of our sins. Help somebody else. If you've not found your passion, your calling, and your purpose, pray to God right now. Pray to your higher power that he would deliver it to you, because it will be given unto you. You, the radio listener, have been a blessing to me for over 15 years. And I know that you, in turn, help those around you. So talk to your neighbors, relatives, and friends. Have them call me at 719-330-1457. I will add value to them, and I want to earn your business for your next purchase transaction, your refinance mortgage, or even a referral if you're going to sell or buy your house. All of those things. Call me at 719-330-1457, and I would love to serve you. And happy Easter to all. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
That's what I want.
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 KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
That's what I want.